Okay, at this time I'll go through the instructions one more time and then we'll get started. The URL for the notes for today's conference is mecgroups.com/MEC_research_log. We'll ask you to refresh that page 3 times as we add some data and other notes to that page. Some key commands for your phone that you might want to use during the conference today are *4 will increase the volume on your line if you're having trouble hearing. *6 will mute your line if you're in a noisy room, and then hitting *6 again will unmute your line if you have any questions. Our next web conference will be 2 weeks from today, January 19th at 4 p.m. We've yet to set a topic for that day, but we should be deciding that in the next couple days, so just watch your email for the next issue we publish should announce that clinic topic. Upcoming research briefs that we have planned are, we'll be releasing our 2005 marketing blueprint, which will cover the research that we've released over the past year and kind of outline a step-by-step process on how to optimize your marketing for the new year. We'll be testing free trial offers. We'll be analyzing effective pay-per-click campaign tracking, and we'll also be looking at planning your merchandising calendar in 2005. And at this time, we'll go ahead and get started with the eBay Stores Clinic, and I'd like to introduce Dr. Flint McLaughlin, who will be the primary presenter for today's conference. Dr. McLaughlin.
Yes. Also, there's 2 briefs being released. If you've not already received them, on competitive analysis, how to do that effectively, and another brief what's the other topic, Brian? On
the other one that we'll be releasing probably later this week is page weight.
Yes. If you weren't on the page weight clinic, because that was actually a very good clinic, don't underestimate the benefit of that research to the actual conversion on your site. It has much to do with what you can do in order to make a good page much better. Also, the competitive analysis will be very strong. And then I would point out that this topic we're doing now on eBay, this is going to be a very significant report, and the data is very significant, and you're going to want to watch that. Also, we're going to be increasing the number of issues that we're releasing this year. We have a major surprise for you in January, and I'm afraid to say it yet. It wouldn't be appropriate to say it yet, but it's really good, and I think. And what we're trying to do is dramatically increase the specificity of our research so that you're able to get exactly the reports that you need, and also reduce what the cost burden is for you to do that. So, we'll be in touch with that information soon, and a lot of good things are happening. Oh, and the long-awaited redesign of the website is launching quite soon. I'm told it's been up for 6 months of testing. It's just that we have so much data. It's looking at the most effective way to optimize it ourselves for you. We're doing our own testing. So, with that in mind, topic today is eBay stores. What is an eBay store? How can we use an effective sales tool? I'll point out before we even get started that, when you think of eBay, most people's mind automatically goes and thinks about their auction opportunity. And this is something different. Conversion is distinctive and unusual, and I think this could be a valuable time investment together. There'll be a number of my team members on here. Rather than introduce them all, as we've done in the past, I'm just going to point out that Jalali Hartman is online. And Jalal is heading up all this research on marketplaces and on eBay. He founded Infopia and MarketplaceManager.com, which is a multi-million dollar group that he established. He joined our research staff simply because of his love for research towards the end of last year. And he's just knowledgeable guys in the country on this topic. So let's get into it, and then I'm going to let Jalali take over a good portion of this, and we'll begin to address the questions that we've laid out in the brief here now. First is related to what an eBay store is, and you can pretty much clear your mind of any notion that you might have about how eBay works and what it does and who shops there and what you know about it. eBay has evolved in the past 10 years, and it is much more than just an auction site. Billions of dollars in fixed price items are being sold there each year. And what started essentially as a virtual flea market is now a major online community slash marketplace that accounts for almost 10% of the entire world's e-commerce sales for year after year. There's a chart in your notes that's being, you should be able to refresh and see, that kind of shows you the growth pattern in 1999 of eBay at 2.8 billion compared to the global index at 30.1 billion, and then where it's at in 2003, and it's pretty significant. From a branding perspective, serious web marketers cannot afford to forget about eBay, and most successful marketers utilize eBay as a place not only to liquidate merchandise and generate brand awareness, but also to acquire new customers. That's a paragraph of information that's easy to slip over and miss the key point. It's not just the sale you make on eBay, but eBay is a new channel to acquire customers with which you are able to redirect into a website or some other venue that allows you to make even more profitable sales. And it's something that you want to consider when you're thinking about how to maximize the strategic opportunities. Seasoned eBay power sellers, and those are the ones on eBay who are generating really significant revenue, use eBay just like any other marketing channel. Merchandise often sells for less than it might on their own websites. However, the added marketing activity that eBay provides more than makes up for the few percentage points that might be lost on the actual store. eBay Stores, a new product introduced in 2001, is essentially a way for eBay sellers to cross-sell. And the stores were very basic and received very little traffic in the beginning. But today, an eBay store is a critical piece of almost any eBay strategy. Because of eBay's very strict rules against advertising your website on eBay auction listings, directing traffic to an eBay store is one of the only ways that you could cost-effectively advertise your brand and complete product lines on eBay. Advertising your products on an eBay store costs as little as 2 cents per product per month, and while eBay store items do not typically show up in the main eBay search, they can be cross-linked from any of your featured eBay auction listings. So in other words, you can cross-link your auction listing to your eBay store, and someone can go from the auction listing to your eBay store and encounter other products and purchases or substitutionary purchases. eBay recently implemented some functionality that is started showing eBay store listings as search results if less than 10 regular auction listings return for a given search. This means that when anybody goes to eBay and does a general search, you can also get returns from there. Now, those of you familiar with Yahoo know that the whole business, the whole reason initially for being in a Yahoo store changed. At first, it was because Yahoo had a great platform and they bought via web and the store worked functionally well. But then it became more importantly because the Yahoo search and Yahoo shopping could generate lots of new traffic to your offer. And so if you were a 5-star rating and you did things right, you could get a higher position in the search if somebody came in and searched for batteries. And thereby, your Yahoo store could help you, take advantage of Yahoo's already built-in traffic. In the old days, it was small, 18 million, but it's gone up and gone up. I say that to say eBay, in some sense, like that. Its search mechanism has value for you, and though you can't get in all those results, just getting the cross listings from the auctions that you have running there back into your store has a major impact on conversion. Perhaps the most significant change to eBay stores has been the added functionality that allows a seller to completely customize their own store. Now, that's very important. Functionality for email marketing, web analytics, and merchandising tools. That's standard within an eBay store. Demonstration of how far eBay stores have come, eBay awarded cash prizes to innovative eBay sellers who had customized their eBay stores, and those sellers demonstrated innovative design, functionality, and personalization of each of these stores. The winning stores can be viewed online at a link numbered right now. What is that link, Brian?
That is link number 3 in the notes.
Number 3, eBay Stores allows you to advertise your brand and list many products, and this is kind of the key point, on eBay at a fraction of the cost of standard eBay listings, and eBay Stores can now be customized, tracked in the same way as your own website. That's very important. So, that's what it is. But most of you are on the line for a more important piece of information, and that is, all right, how effective does it work? How can it help me? And essentially, eBay Stores proves to be an effective and critical element of any eBay campaign. To what extent? Michael Janza, an eBay power seller, and he's the CEO of an online jewelry store, which is gemaffair.com, says that his eBay store allows buyers who are looking for a bargain but not interested in bidding on auctions to quickly and easily make a purchase. And I'm quoting him. He says, I use my eBay stores to convert eBay traffic. My actual website is catered to a different audience, and I advertise products that may not be for sale on eBay. The eBay store, end quote, by the way. The eBay store is used basically to convert his eBay traffic, while traffic from other marketing channels is sent directly to his website. Now, here comes the test, and this is what's interesting. At MEC, we want to test the effectiveness of an eBay store for ourselves, and so we sampled data from three large eBay power sellers. And this is Jalali's work that I'm talking through now. We were interested in seeing how the three sellers' eBay stores compared to their actual websites in terms of buyer conversion. So while each of the eBay stores did not match the sophistication or design of their actual websites, we were surprised at what we discovered. We carefully measured how many shoppers came to each retailer's website and to the corresponding eBay store, and then we measured how many people made a purchase and compiled the results in the following table. Brian, let's refresh that in your notes, and here comes an interesting chart for you. Three power sellers, A, B, and C, were comparing a standard website with an eBay store and were comparing conversion with an eBay store. So power seller A, its website converted at 0.62, just over 0.5% of its traffic bought, but its eBay store converted at 0.74. That's a 19% improvement. Power seller B does a respectable 1.3% in their website, but their eBay store does 2.57, or a 95% increase. Power seller C goes from 28%, 0.28% of website traffic, and that would, you know, essentially fourth of a percentile, and their eBay store is converting at 3.36. That is a huge gain. And so you have an average overall of eBay stores outperforming websites by 200 percentile plus. We were surprised at how well the eBay stores work to generate sales. The average conversion rate, number of people buying versus visiting for these large power sellers was 2.2%. This was three times greater than the conversion rate of the regular websites. So clearly the traffic coming from eBay is highly targeted. I mean, the question is why, and the reason is for the same reason that comparison or shopping engines convert higher than standard regular pay-per-click like Google or Overture. Typically, traffic from BizRate will convert higher than traffic from Overture. Why? Because people who go to a shopping search engine are going to buy something. And when they come to your site, they've already compared your price and gleaned enough information that they're closer to a purchase than the average person who comes to your site from Overture. They're further down the linear purchase line that exists between no-buy and a-buy. So, with eBay, the traffic is also targeted, and one would expect that a high percentage of these shoppers would actually make a purchase, but the result of our data analysis exceeded our own expectations, and our interest has peaked. So we decided to look into it further. We subjected these same stores and websites to another 30-day test. We measured how much revenue was generated for each marketing medium and weighed this against the number of pages viewed. So now we're looking at revenue per page view. And it's often a good indicator of, you know, merchandising effectiveness. If you look at the next chart, now you'll begin to see something else. And I won't read all these numbers, but the percentage of increase is up 387% on average, with the most stunning one being a power seller C at 682%. What you need to understand is that the average amount of revenue generated for each eBay store page load is $29. It outperformed, eBay did, the regular website by nearly 5-1. Now, I understand something. I just want to interject something. I think you all know this. eBay, I doubt, even knows we've completely done this study. And we're not doing this to make them look good. In fact, there's a lot of things about eBay that I think a lot of weaknesses. And I have concerns about major strategic moves they're making. So I'm not trying to make this into a tract for eBay. It just so happens that eBay Stores is working. I'm not a big fan of Yahoo, but Yahoo Stores has been historically a great product. It's changed somewhat since they've allowed Yahoo Shopping to be done through data feed. That means you don't really need a Yahoo store in order to get a hold of Yahoo traffic. But mine is what we find, and it's surprising how well it worked. Now, we're not suggesting, incidentally, that you abandon your $100,000 website and move to an eBay store. The increase in e-commerce effectiveness demonstrated by the eBay stores was likely a function of the extremely targeted traffic inherent to any eBay campaign. Their staff declined to comment on our findings. However, they did indicate that the eBay platform will continue to become more conducive to customization and large-scale e-commerce integration in the near future. Already, you can edit your own eBay store to include custom HTML. And eBay also has an excellent developers program that allows a programmer to incorporate eBay into a back-end database system. eBay store users can design, track, and market their eBay store at a fraction of the cost and within most of the functionality of an enterprise-level website platform. What is more impressive is that the eBay brand itself may be one of the most valuable marketing assets on the web. Buyers have come to trust the eBay name. Most eBay buyers are aware of eBay's commitment to buyer protection and fraud prevention. eBay has certainly come a long way since its beginning as a text-only site in 1995. Merchandise sells rivaling any of the largest retailers in the world. It is a significant consideration for any serious online marketer. So, where are we going with all this? Well, there's three or four reasons why you may want to consider, an eBay store, and I'll give you these three or four key points, and then I'm going to turn this over, and I'm going to let Jalali Hartman talk to you about how to do it right. An eBay store allows a retailer, here's the four reasons that Jalali's identified, to leverage eBay auction traffic at a fraction of the cost for traditional eBay auctions. That's the first reason. A retailer can leverage their auction traffic. Second, eBay store purchases are protected by the eBay feedback system and are easy to make. Three, eBay store inventory can be made available on 29 international sites, getting you exposed, to an international buying community. And four, eBay stores can be customized, tracked, and marketed just like any other website. Those are the four reasons in sum why we think it's promising. That brings us to, okay, how do I do it? And Dr. Hartman.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead and enlighten us with recommendations. And feel free to interrupt him with questions. Also, feel free to hassle him, challenge him, argue with him, and just verbally beat him up if you'd like. I think he needs the mental exercise. Go ahead, Jalali.
Sure. I appreciate the opportunity to go through this with all of you. The thing about an eBay store, about 3 years ago, eBay came out, and I don't know if they even officially sort of announced this, but they came out and they basically said, we want eBay to be the OS, or the operating system of e-commerce. And a lot of people kind of scoffed at that and said that, it's not possible, they're an auction site. And if you take a look at what they've done just in terms of traffic and volume and gross sales, it really becomes sort of a compelling place to do business. So one of the things that is sort of key that we glossed over a little bit here was the fact that by being a part of eBay, you're actually instantly essentially localized and able to push product out to 29 different countries. Essentially just by loading your inventory in once. So, from that perspective, they have sort of started to pull that off. And traditionally, eBay has been thought of as sort of an auction house. And with the introduction of eBay stores, it's really sort of changed things. People have more mainline retailers have started to add their products. It's now cost effective to do, load 20 or 30 products out to, or 20 or 30,000 products out to eBay store versus, in the past, you really had to sort of focus on just a few of your items. So, while working with Infopia and building up Marketplace Manager, we worked with a number of eBay power sellers and sort of watched as the market shifted. Back in 98, 99, there was literally dozens of different marketplaces that you could sell products through effectively, and now it's really sort of narrowed down to just a handful in terms of marketplaces. It's pretty much eBay one is number one, and eBay store is number two if you were to break those two apart, and then you sort of go down into the Overstocks of the world and shopping.com and those types of places. So how can an eBay store be optimized is really one of the big big keys to this. Is there's a big difference between trying to sell on eBay and trying to sell on eBay effectively, and there's a couple of things that you can really do to make this more productive and more effective. The first thing, just an overall strategy, is you're going to want to have sort of break your inventory up and have the bulk of your inventory, especially if you're a larger retailer or you have a significant size inventory. You're going to want to break that up and just essentially set it up so that all of that inventory is always listed on your eBay store, because what happens is it's only 2 cents a month, or it starts at 2 cents a month per product. And what eBay has done is if someone searches for something on eBay's main site and it's not available, or there's less than 10 available, it will actually list the eBay store listings as well. So for that 2 cents, you're getting what would normally cost between $2 and $10 to list an ad on eBay. So you want to sort of break the inventory up and have true auctions running on items that you have a good price on, or you feel like are maybe your most popular, and sort of link them back into your eBay store. The next thing that's important to know is that the eBay stores have actually they have an XML export feature now that you can get them indexed with all the major search engines and comparison engines. And what it's doing, particularly on Google, is because of that eBay page rank in general, those listings are actually ranking in a lot of cases better than the merchant's own website. The next thing is that Omniture is an enterprise level tracking company, and they actually created a product specifically for the eBay store that I believe is free. It was free when we tested this. It allows you to, with a pretty high degree of detail, monitor your eBay store, your site path, and unique visitors and page views and all of that. And so from that perspective, that's really a nice thing sort of just added in there. One of the things that came out with this year, and it will continue to offer functionality around, is ability to customize the store. In the past, it used to be just a pretty template-driven, generic old storefront. Now you can really sort of spruce it up and put any kind of HTML or other features that you need. Email capture, links back to different places, and so on. And a lot of actually big advertisers are starting to drive traffic right to their eBay store. It's actually much more cost effective as a platform. So the next thing I would say, just in relation to customization, is to customize the store to sort of match the feel and look and feel of your existing website. You want to have a consistent branding, across all channels, but definitely. Definitely from eBay to your website, it'll start to generate brand awareness for your site. Flynn talked a little bit about customer acquisition. eBay, sometimes people like to look at it and say, well, it's so expensive and I'm going to have to sell my stuff for less and all of this. And that's true to a certain degree, but really what ends up, if you do the math on it, the marketing value that you're getting essentially for free, or baked into their fees, is actually creates a pretty good ROI for you if you look at it and compare it next to Google or pay-per-click engine. Looking at it from the perspective of acquiring customers and generating brand awareness, it actually is a pretty easy to use and effective way to sell. eBay, the numbers that we found, eBay is 10% of all the world's e-commerce. There's an unofficial stat where 1 in 5, or 20% of all traffic, or all e-commerce revenues originates on eBay. So, and that's something that you know, as important as, you know, one in five shoppers on the web is essentially finding something, you know, something to buy from eBay. So one of the things that's important with eBay in general, and particularly with the eBay store, is you do want to have a number of low reserve or sort of low starting price featured auctions, because those are essentially the ads that you're going to use to drive a lot of traffic to your store, essentially into the rest of your inventory. They're automatically cross-linked from the auction, so you don't have to do anything with that. You just want to make sure that you're spending a little bit of money, and maybe even taking a loss on some of the products to, you know, to drive shoppers in. People love to bid on eBay. A lot of times items will get bid up higher than the actual retail price. But essentially that bidding activity is really what drives the whole marketplace. And you want to have some fixed price buy it now, but you also want to drive up true auctions. One of the next suggestions is list your entire inventory in your eBay store. You know, at 2 cents per listing, 10,000 listings is only going to cost you $200 per month. And these, you know, there's a good chance that they'll be looked at and bought on eBay directly. They also do get indexed by Google and Yahoo, and then occasionally show up in the main eBay search essentially for free. So the next thing is register and assign a domain name to your eBay store. You can put any domain name you want. There's just a manager, much like on a Yahoo store, you can set that up. Be sure to accept PayPal. A lot of retailers and companies in general sort of have this block against using PayPal, but actually PayPal works just like any other credit card processor at this point. You don't have to be a PayPal member to pay via PayPal, but it actually does help your search rankings on eBay. They do sort things by people that have PayPal. Buyers love to see that they accept, you know, merchant accepts PayPal. It is very important to get that set up, and it's really easy to do. One of the nice things about eBay in general, and particularly with PayPal, is that there's so much built-in fraud protection that very few of those orders that you actually get are fraudulent. There's one other way you can do, just sort of related to search engine optimization for your store. You can actually insert in keywords into your store. You can do this from within your store manager. There's another actually sort of new thing that at some point this year we're going to be doing some research on, and that is eBay keywords. That's sort of eBay's version of Google AdWords, and it's specific to eBay. And in the past, the only way that you could get additional traffic for a store or for your auction listings was to buy like a featured auction, or bold or highlight or a picture, you know, gallery picture preview type thing, which they charge you just a flat fee for the length of the auction. What you can do now is you can actually buy search terms, and if you go and search on eBay, you'll see some of those. They show up in either banners popping up for certain categories, or a little text like Google AdWords looking ads that drive traffic either to a specific listing or to an eBay store. And honestly, this is sort of being underutilized. It's very very much similar to Google AdWords when it first started, before, you know, millions of people started using it. The other thing is eBay has a program. If you're to drive, if you drive traffic to your store from an outside source, eBay is going to credit 50% of your final value fee or your selling fee. And there are other, as you become a power seller, if any of you are power sellers, I'm sure you know that they have a program, sort of a co-op advertising program that will help you with if you want to advertise different things. The final suggestion on this is create a sensible navigation system. You know, treat this store just like you treat your website. They give you the ability to set up your product categories, and so many times I'll look at a store and I'll see that they have one category with 10,000 products in it, and it really happens that way because people set it up and they're not thinking that anyone's actually navigating through it, and you know, they don't take the time to look at it. And to a certain degree, that's true because people are just finding these through a search usually. They find an individual product, but as this sort of starts to grow, you know, design and navigation becomes more important. So sort of in closing, the platform has definitely evolved. I've completely changed my opinion of, can eBay become sort of the operating system of e-commerce, or at least a operating system? They have the traffic, that's for sure. They have the buying traffic. They have the fraud protection, different things like that, the payment systems. And now they have a way that any retailer could, you know, essentially, you know, have a presence there without, you know, spending, you know, thousands of dollars in listing fees or dramatically reducing the cost or price of their items. And you're going to see, you know, over this year and throughout the next couple of years, eBay's just continuing to evolve this. You're going to see something called super stores come out, which, you know, larger retailers are using. You're going to see integrated, you know, integrating the eBay checkout system into, you know, retail sites. The value of that feedback mechanism, you can actually grow up an eBay account and get a lot of high positive feedback and then sell that account. That feedback, that positive feedback, that rating system is one of the most valuable assets on eBay. If you've ever tried to start an account and start selling something and you have zero feedback, or you just have a couple of feedback, or maybe you bought a few things, you'll see that it makes a huge difference as you sort of grow up and reach power seller status and so on. So, I guess the final thing that I, would suggest if you're doing this is, you know, there's certain products and services that this doesn't work for, at least yet. And you're going to want to do a little bit of research and see sort of who else is out there, and, you know, just do a few searches, see what they're selling, what they're selling some of your similar products for. And we have ways here. We're looking for a few research partners this year to go through and actually do some more of these tests. The biggest thing that the biggest mistake I see people make is this is definitely a marketplace that takes a little time. It's worth the investment in getting things set up correctly and growing your reputation. It's not going to happen overnight. You're not going to say, hey, I'm going to test eBay for a month and see if it works and just do it all myself. What I would do is I would use a third party and integrate your system with eBay, spend the time and money to do that, and then sort of, you know, set it up so that you're in it for the long haul and you're going to give it time to sort of mature and build your brand. And eBay's traffic is just growing exponentially. They're just just constantly making improvements. It is getting, it is a very competitive marketplace, but in my opinion, I don't think that there's, I think if you're selling a product, if you have a retail product or some sort of tangible good, that you should be on eBay in some fashion, because it's just continuing to continue to grow. And there's a huge multi-channel advantage. Any retailer, the goal is, from a branding perspective, when someone searches for something online, they're finding you, no matter where they're going, and that starts to have a sort of snowball effect. So that's sort of the summary of this. Are there any questions? Does anyone have any questions? Okay. Brian, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. I guess since no one has any questions, do you have anything else for them?
I have one question.
Okay.
It kind of goes back to something Flint mentioned earlier, actually. He said that there's a product out there that allows you to integrate your eBay store with a back-end database.
Yes. eBay themselves has a developer program, so they have a full set of APIs that you go through a certification, you get certified, and you can actually tie into their engine directly. There's also a number of certified solutions providers. That's what the company that I was originally part of did, and that's Infopia.com. There's a number of different ones. Channel Advisor is a company that does that. MarketWorks, and essentially what they do is they write the two. So they'll tie your database to eBay, and they'll give you a management system to run the whole thing.
Right. Okay. But if you already have a decent back end database, would you be able to do it yourself just through the eBay APIs?
Yes.
Right.
Yep. There's a number of ways to get in there. So you can do it through XML, or you can do it just through text file uploads. It really depends on how sophisticated you want to get.
Right. Okay. Thanks, Jalali.
Sure. that it? Any other questions?
No one else has any questions. We should be releasing this report next week, and then at that point we'll be announcing the clinic in 2 weeks, the topic for that. So if you'd like to go ahead and reserve for that in the meantime, you can email me at editor@marketingexperiments.com. And if no one else has any other questions, that should wrap it up. Thanks for joining us.
Great. Thanks, everyone.